אוקיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת שמות.
So I decided to speak about something that is very mostly known by now, so something that's very near and dear to my heart. We've spoken many times how the in Sa'adia Gaon's yeshiva, in order to be accepted, you remember, Mikey, what they had to do? They had to learn Dikduk for 3 years before they were accepted to yeshiva. So that's pretty intense. I'm not going to teach you the Dikduk for 3 years, but what I do want to point out is that there are many, many times, I'll start off with a disclaimer, it's very interesting. When I was in yeshiva, and I grew up, listen, I grew up in Ashkenazi yeshiva. So, you know, needless to say, Dikduk, Masoret, Mivtah, between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, is Shamayim Va'aretz. We're not going to say right and wrong. We're going to say Shamayim Va'aretz. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to refer to it like that. And everybody, Baruch Hashem, you know, Minhag Yisrael, Torah, not to, again, there are many exceptions. Very interesting that the Minchat El-Azhar of Munkash, or the way they pronounce it, Minchas El-Uzer of Munkash, that's how they say it. So he was very careful. But Alenu Shabeach, even though it's Hasidish, and he davened in a Hasidish, you know, pronunciation, and used to be very careful to say in Alem Shabeach, right? We say, Letachin Olam Melchut Shaddai, right? To establish the world in God's kingdom. In Ashkenazi / Hasidish pronunciation, how would that come out? Lesakin Olam Melchut Shaddai. To endanger the world with the kingdom of God. So, because of that, he was very careful to change it, and he would pronounce it like the Mivtav Sfaradim. He would say Lita, even though by Ashkenazim, that's a different thing. You see, even Ashkenazim sometimes, because of the Mashma'ut Sheina Hogenit, they would change certain things. So, needless to say, there are different minhagim. Question is, you know, by Tefillah, I'm going to get back to myself in a second, but by Tefillah, Bevadai, you know, people in general try to be makpid as possible by tefillah. Even when I was in yeshiva, and you know, learning was always in Ashkenaz, in like Ashkenaz, you know, things. But by tefillah, everybody prays their own musaf with their own sidur and with their own mivta. That's fine because tefillah is your own personal thing. Learning is a different story, even when you're learning with yourself. But at the end of the day, get used to when you're learning with chavrusa from shir, whatever. Everything is it's weird in yeshiva to say hagruta and to say shi'ur and to say, you know, you're not gonna look at me funny. Anyway, mikol makom. So way back when I was in yeshiva, when I would learn in Ashkenaz, I could never imagine myself learning any other way. Okay, you know, Abaye, Rava, you know, all the Tanaim, Ravuna, or Nachman, it's very. It was hard for me to envision anything else. In spite of, you know, even since I was a kid, I was very makpid by tefillot to read the Dikduk v'zeh, but learning was a totally different, like a different part of my brain. So anyway, later on in life, I remember this changed. I was in high school. I was the first time I heard a shi'ur from Maran Zichrono Livracha. And obviously everybody knows this funny, but the first time I actually heard a shi'ur was in high school. I don't remember how, I probably was 14 at the time, 14 or 15. I heard a shi'ur. I remember the subject matter. It was on a Gemara, Masech Pesachim, Daf Mem, that we just learned. A machloket about chita shemitbakea, about if you cook wheat kernel, does that make it chametz or not? And the Gemara says, if it does burst, it doesn't burst. Safek chametz, chametz vadai, there's machloket over there between, in my times, right, in those days, Shmuel and Marukvam. And when I heard the shiur, I heard Maran Zichrono Livracha pronouncing it, Shama Machloket Amoraim, Shmuel Umor Okva. I rewinded it, and what I did like a double take. What was that? I heard it, and I heard it again, and then that was the first time I was really introduced, because over here, even by Sfaradim, you know, they say, Omeret Agmara, Abaye Omer, Rava Omer. That's fake news. Anyway, but that was the first exposure that I remember having to learning in a Sfaradi Mivta. Now, I want to tell you, there's a few other things when you're learning that come up And at the end of the shiur, I want to read to you a Kaf HaChaim, which is mind-blowing. It's really huge. Michael will remind me at the end, but there's something else. You grow up, by most Ashkenazim, and certainly throughout the yeshiva system, one is taught and one is educated that, you know, the Gemara, obviously when you're learning Humash, when you're learning Mishnayot, when you're learning Gemara, anything basically that you learn is chock full of psukim. There's psukim everywhere. Any sefer, Musar, Midrash, Gemara, Zohar, everything is full of psukim. You are, since you're a kid in yeshiva elementary school, even when the Rebbeim are learning Humash with the kids, they are trained not to pronounce the name of Hashem. Okay? Even when they're learning full psukim, kal vachomer, by limud Mishnah, limud Gemara, limud Midrash, limud Zohar, when there are, in general, by and large, chatzai psukim. There are times throughout Shas and throughout the other Sfarim that an entire pasuk is brought, plenty. But the majority of psukim that are brought throughout the Gemara are not complete. What do you do with that? So you're taught to say Hashem, Elokim, v'chule. Is that correct or incorrect? Let's see. There's an interesting Gemara in Masechet Berachot. The Gemara, Dafka Bet, the Gemara is discussing, the Mishnah says, the theme of the entire Perek, Mishim Eto Mutan Lefanal, it's the third Perek in Masechet Berachot, it speaks about a Baal Keri being Asur B'Tfilah, U'Vibrachot. Right, Baal Keri is a person who has a man who has tum'ah hayotzet migufo, tum'ah that exits a person's body. Ezra Sofer was mitaken that when a person is a Baal Keri, when a person is has that tum'ah, when he has a seminal emission, what's the halacha? He has to be tovel. He has to immerse himself in a mikveh, and until he immerses, what's his status with regards to Torah, Tefillah, Berachot, Kriyat Shema, v'chule, Dibrei Kedusha, asur b'ayim. What's the reason for that, says the Gemara? What was the reason that Ezra made such a takana? Why? Very interesting. Shelo yu talmidei chachamim metzuyim etzel neshoteihem ketarnegolim. Very interesting thing. And because of that, huh? Because everybody else knew, at least it's be'eter for the talmidei chachamim, even though it's be'eter, alo, focus on your learning. Too much Talmid Chacham, we know. The Gemara says Masechet Ketubot, it's brought down in Halacha. Be'Eben Ezer, Siman Ayin Vav. You remember Hilchot Ishut, Ona, the Chiyubim, whatever. You remember Eben Ezer, Ona, Ayin Vav. Shem. Anyway, Kitzur, Ona, Ona. Ona, Mitzvat Ona, Ben Ish Leishto, Ma'ayin. Well, it's a different story, but anyway, but you shouldn't be too much because too much weakens the body. Hello, how much is Onat Talmid HaChachamim? Once a week, Me'ed of Shabbat, Me'ed of Shabbat. Meaning, obviously, it's Keter if he wants to do more, but the Chiyuv, the Mitzvah, is Pa'am Shavua, Pa'am Shabbat. So, Ezra Sofer was cognizant of that, and he says, so, because of that, all of Am Yisrael, so it doesn't become like a widespread thing, you become Tamed, Tzech Litbol. And until you do it, Asur. Now, listen to this. The Gemara says, I want to read this to you. This is big stuff. Daf Kaf Bet. Can they hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
You hear me? Okay. So, the Gemara says as follows. Here we go. Hold on. In it. Rabbi Natan ben Avishalom Omer. There are different things that the Gemara says over here, why it is that one of the other reasons why a Ezra Sofer made the Takana of Tvila because of that. What's the reason that a Baal Keri back then couldn't read the Dibrei Torah until he stood there? What's the reason? What's the problem? Huh? So. Well, that's a different opinion. Okay. So I'm asking you, way back when during Takanat Ezra, why should a person's tum'ah impede him from learning Torah saying brachot, tefila, v'chul. What? Ma'ish v'zim. Says the Gemara, listen. Here. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, asa'an Rabbi Yehuda ki ilchot derech eretz, detanya ve'odatam levanecha ve'libnei vanecha uktiv batre, yom asher amadta lifnei Adonai lo'echa bechorev. Ma lehalan be'ema uv'yir'a birtet uv'ziya, afkan be'ema uv'yir'a uv'birtet uv'ziya. Which means, when the Torah was given, what was the status? What was Am Yisrael's emotion by Har Sinai when the Torah was given? Petrified, scared, yeah? What was their Tum'ah status by Har Sinai, by Matan Torah? Everybody was pure. They had to separate from their wives 3 days before, which means the Torah was given at the epitome of Kedusha v'Tahorah, fear, trepidation, Kovid Rosh, seriousness. So too, throughout the generations, how does Torah and Dibrei Kedusha have to be learned and uttered? B'Kedusha u'Tahorah, with fear and trepidation. That's the reason why. And guess what? When a person's Tameh from Baal Keri represents what? Not that it's a Asur, but what does it represent? No. No. Lightheadedness and, you know, whatever. Not the Chalila, it's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah entails a certain element of lightheadedness. That? Now, so because of that, he's impeded. Now says the Gemara, but Hazavin v'amtzora'im uva'in al anidot mutarim nikrot b'torah uvanbiim uvaktuvim lishnot v'mishna u'gmara u'v'alachot u'v'agadot. Aval, all those zavin and mitzora'im, all the other tum'ot, did they do anything? Does their tum'ah have anything to do with kalut rosh, with frivolity? No, has nothing to do with it. So therefore, they're mutar. Says the Gemara, "Aval ba'ale kiryin asurim." But ba'al kiri is asur. Why? Because what we said, kalut rosh. Rabbi Yosei Omer shoneu bergilut ubivat shelo yatziat haMishna. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Natan ben Avi Shalom Omer af matziat et haGemara ubivat shelo yomar azkarot tibo. Rabbi Hanan ben Avi Shalom says that even a ba'al kiri may learn Gemara, Mishnah and Gemara, as long as what? As long as he skips Hashem's name. Because the holiest part of the psukim is Hashem's name, he's got to skip it. Now listen to this. Comes based on this, the Ayam Eporeshit, the Sheilat Yabetz, Agaon Yaakov Emdin Ben Tziri. Yaakov Emdin, everybody knows, the Yabetz. Son of whom? No. Yaakov Emdin Ben Tziri. Which Tziri was it? Chacham Tziri. Why did they call him Chacham? Why? He was the Rav of Sfaradim. He went from Germany and he moved to He moved to Amsterdam, to Netherlands. There's a big Sephardi community over there, and they took him as a Rav. Mike, you go. Okay. So, Mechila. Anyway, so the Chacham Tzvi, he also writes the reason why he liked to call, what do Ashkenazim call their Rabbanim? Rav. What does Sfaradim call their Rav? Chacham. So he says, I'll tell you why I like Chacham better. He says, why? The Gemara says, Oy lana Rabbanut shimkaberet et ba'aleha. He says, woe on Rabbanut, which means authority, because, you know, the Gemara says, Brachot, Mundalet Amutbet. Who is the first one of the Shvatim to die? Which one of the brothers? Vayamot, Yosef, v'chol echav, v'chol adorahu. Yosef died first. Ben me'av ha'isr shanim. He was one of the second youngest brother. He died first. So no matter why did Yosef die first? Lefi shenahag atzmu b'rabbanut. Why? Because he was in a position of authority. Those who are in authority die first. He had to do it. He had to do it. To cause him to die. Who is the last brother to die? Nope. Levi. Levi died last. Yeah, and that's when the Shi'abud started, when Levi passed away. Now listen to this. So now, that's with regards to Rabbanut, bad. But the Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Chokhmah gives life to its owner. Chokhmah, Chacham. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I'll take Chacham over Rav any day. So I call the Sefer Chacham Tzvi. Anyway, B'kitzur, so the Yabetz brings down something about when he was learning Torah as a kid by his father. It was his father in Israel. It says like this. I want to read it to you. Here. Ra'iti limlamdet, now remember, the Yabetz was Ashkenazi, forget not. Yeah? Ra'iti limlamdet tinokot, שהיו מקפידים על תלמידיהם שלא יזכירו שם השם כקריאתו בתוך כדי לימודם בשעס. I've seen rabbeim in yeshivas that when the kids are learning Gemara in front of them, they say, don't say Hashem's name as you're learning. מפני שהיו סבורים שיש בזה חשש להזכרת השם לבטלה, ועוברים משום לא תישא את שם השם אלוקיך לשווא. אבל באמת טעות הוא בידם. Says the Yabetz, טעות. ומעולם לא ראיתי לרבנן כשישאה שיקפידו על כך. He says, I've never seen any of the older generation of רבנים and פוסקים who were מקפיד. וזכורני כי ביותי קטן והיינו גורסים בתלמוד בפני מור אבי הגאון זצ"ל, when we were children learning Gemara in front of my father, who was his father, חכם צבי, כשהיינו מגיעים לפסוקים שבתלמוד והיינו קוראים שם השם בכינוי, when we would get the פסוקים in the Gemara and read it as Hashem or Elohim, ולא כקריאתו, היה גוער במי שקורא כך. He would scream at somebody who said Hashem. Say, no! Say Shem Hashem. Say the real Shem. והורה לנו לקרוא שם השם כקורא בתורה. And he brings it ayah from the very Gemara that we said before, that only the Baalei Keri are not allowed to read Shem Hashem. But everybody else is mutar. And especially according to Maskanat HaGemara, which we paskin halakha namaaseh, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. The Gemara over there says, also, Brachot of Kafet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer, En divrei Torah mekabelim tum'ah, that even a Baal Keri is allowed to read everything, including the name of Hashem. Why? Because even though he's tameh, can his tum'ah be metameh at the Torah? The Torah can never become tameh. Shnei Emar is pasuk nivyah. Which means that the word of Hashem, the Torah, is like fire. Just like fire can't, fire doesn't mekabel tum'ah. What does fire do? Fire is metahir. Fire can't be just like, same thing with the Torah. Not only is the Torah not mekabel tum'ah, the Torah is metahir. The Torah is metahir a person. That's touching, that's Gzirat Chachamim, for a different reason. It's Maran Shabbat, in the beginning of Shabbat. But anyway, what do you see from here? That's why Maran Zechon Rebecha used to say, Maran Zechon Rebecha was not makpid to go to the mikveh, certainly not every day, and Shabbat. Not even Erev Shabbat. He would go, in general, either once or twice a year. Erev Yom Kippur, he would always go. Most times, Erev Rosh Hashanah is one. So he was asked by Tamilim, how come the Rebbe is not makpid? How come Maran Zechon Rebecha, you weren't makpid to go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbat? It's brought down, poskim, kubalim, lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, and used to tell the Tamidim, daf gemara metaher yoter mi mikveh.
Wow, that's his level. And we said, okay, we're not that level, so we need
the mikveh. Torah is the Torah, it doesn't matter who's learning it.
No, his half an hour.
The people can change.
His half an hour is probably, he can't quantify what's there, what line is it, what do you mean? His half an hour to go to the mikveh, shower, do it, not half an hour. So,
yeah. Okay.
That half an hour of him learning Torah, how does it correspond to our...
You're right. His level of amal and his level of yidi'ah in ayun is certainly greater than ours. But Torah is Torah. You know, at the end of the day, don't minimize yourself. Don't, you have to realize that our, you know, Torah is Torah. You tell that even to Talmidim Akhtanim. So you want to, that was his reason. You're right. That was his reason for not being so makpid. Maybe other people have different things. Not to say it's in this generation especially, mikveh for men, I say specifically for men, for women, bivadai, al zeh omed ha'olam, taharat Yisrael. If there's no tahara among Am Yisrael, then Am Yisrael falls apart. But that's by women. By men, at least now, bizman hazeh, bizman she'en bet ha'mikdash kayam, it is important, but not ikar ha'yahadut. Unfortunately, we live in a generation where mikveh for men has become a religion of itself. Mm-hmm. Men's mikveh has become a religion. Just like there's the religion of Hashkavot, there's also the, right, the Hashkavot has become a religion. It goes together. They forget who you say the Kaddish to. Kaddish is a praise. We're talking to Bura Onam. Mikveh also, men's mikveh becomes a religion unto itself, such that people mamash live in the mikveh. Ubahem mitbol Yomam Balayim. Instead of, it becomes like a, it becomes a thing. It's mamash at hand. Osim ikar tafel tafel ikar mamash ikar ha'olam is Talmud Torah, tefillah, shmirat ha'mitzvot. Mikveh mitzayer. It helps you. It complements all that other stuff. For other people, I've not to say that's ever been chas v'shalom, but there are groups of people. Ami ha'aretz gurim midoraita midrabanan midivrei sofrim midivrei kabbalah. Mamash, it's, and the only thing that's important for them is mikveh. You have a seder limud. You kovei aitim la Torah. You learn shulchan aruch pashut. Chayav adam mikvoa et mimod. Baboker uva'ere, the person that, bayom uva'layla, you have piyuv de'oraita, at least. Forget about learning all day. There's piyuv de'oraita to be kovea azman limod, bayom uva'layla. Chaya. Huh? Siman, tagid. If it. Yeah. Emet kene ve'al timkor. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishnah. Anyway, they have these fields. It's really weird. It's, there's a phrase for that. It's called medakdekim. מדקדקים באיכה ומזלזלים מקריאת שמה. זה מדקדק מקריאת איכה, קריאת איכה זה מנהג, ומזלזלים מקריאת שמה דאורייתא. זה צחוק. You have to know, put everything into... So therefore, nowadays, and by the way, כך נפסק להלכה. לרמב״ם, שולחן ערוך, they all break down, תקנת עזרה מבוטלת. להלכה is, all the חכמים came, and were מבטל תקנת עזרה. Why? There was a גזירה שאין רוב הציבור יכולים לעמוד בה. There was a גזירה that עם ישראל could not withstand. And therefore, the Chachamim came, even though in general, later Chachamim cannot nullify decrees of earlier Batedin, earlier Chachamim, Ela im ken gdolim memenu bechokhma uvminyan. And we're not. But over here you can. Why? Gzera she'en rov ha'tzibur yicholim la'amod. Couldn't withstand it. And therefore what? If a person's tameh, is it preferable? Is it admirable for him to go to the mikveh before he davens, learns, whatever? Wonderful. But, meikar adin, rov kechol am Yisrael. They don't. Is it isur, Mike? It's not isur. Hem osim beheter. Kach nisak barambam, kach nisak b'shulchan aruf. It's not isur. There's a tosefet kedusha, not especially on piyasod, 100%. But you know what? It shouldn't come at the expense of bitul Torah. Shouldn't come at the expense of bitul tefillah. Shouldn't come at the expense of shalom bayit. I know situations where people wake up, you know, many different things. You have to know. Mitzvah gdola liyot normal. You got to be normal. There's people who wake up and do all sorts of, we'll call it extracurricular portions of Judaism, being mikveh and netz and not chalila, being memaet be'aykam. All great things, but in doing so, they wake up the whole house. They stampede around the house at 4 a.m. like an elephant. And it's like an elephant in a china shop. You know that? And mafriya, it causes problems. People, you wake up people. It causes bayot b'shalom bayit. Haikar ba'olam is the mikveh. Relax. You have to know. You have to be normal. That's, you know, part of, you hear me say it all the time. And I sound like a broken record. But you know what? You know, if you got the phone calls that I did, you'd understand why I keep stressing it all the time. Anyway, Bekitzur, and for all the Zoom people out there, listen to this too. So, Bekitzur, tekshivu to. Ariel, keep your eyes on the road. So he says like this. So, I won't cause no chalila, no zachar. Anyway, Bekitzur, so because of this ra'aya, the Yabit says, the Chacham Tzvi brings down, and he's not the only one. Many, many puskim acharonim. Agon Rabbi Yitzchak Harari, the Sefer Zichron Leitzchak, Maharil Diskin, Shoel Meshiv, Adon Rabbi Yosef Shalal Levi Natanzim. Many Gdolei Aposkim bring the same Ra'ayah. There's another Ra'ayah, very interesting. Agon Yosef Yuzpa, he has a Sefer Yosef Omitz. He writes that he brings the same Ra'ayah, and he says it's actually in a... What if I want to be Machmir? Okay, I understand it's Mutar. What if I want to be Machmir? Because there is a Machloket, I'm not going to tell you there's not. There are Aposkim who descend. What if I want to be machmir and not say? There are poskim on the other side. Machmir to not say Hashem, Hashem as I'm learning. I want to say Hashem. I want to say Elohim. Like the Agon Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, who was the Av Bet Din of Hebron at the time of the Ben Ish Chai. They have a lot of correspondence. They loved each other, mechabed each other tremendously. From Baghdad to Hebron, back and forth. Every time the Ben Ish Chai would visit Eretz Yisrael, he would go to Hebron to visit Agon Rabbi Eliyahu Mani. You know, a bunch of times when the Ben Ish Chai visited Eretz Yisrael, they tried to make him Rishon LeZion. You know, yeah, and he refused. Every time he refused. He didn't want it. He didn't want it. He also, even in Baghdad, what was the official position?
He's a rabbi of a shul, huh?
Yeah, he had a shul. He was not the Rav of Baghdad. He was not the Avbedin. He was not the Rav. The Avbedin was a Gaon Rabbi Avraham Hilel, grandfather of a Gaon Rabbi Yaakov. He was the Avbedin. And at the time, a Gaon Rabbi Nishat and Gur, there were others. But he didn't hold any official. He was the, you know, he was the, like the Gaon. What was the Gaon Mivilna's official position in Vilna? He was just the Gaon. You know, everything else just becomes like, you know, who was the official Pusik of Vilna at the times of the Gaon? Chayadam. A Gaon would be Avraham Dansi. Chayadam. But anyway, you see many Gedolei Olam that never really held any official position. But anyway, so he brings down the Yosef Omitz. He says over here, you should not be machmir, because it's chumrah de'ati lidei kula. Why? When you're allowed, rov kefala, and he holds that it's mutar, when you're mutar to say Shem Hashem, say, if you substitute Hashem's real name with Hashem or with Elohim, it's a bizayon. It's a bizayon to Shem Hashem. Huh? What do you mean? Yeah, all of these names. All of these names. We're talking about even Adnut. Adnut is the highest. Yeah. And even so, you say Shem Hashem, and not only by whole psukim.
Even half?
Even half psukim. Even in the Gemara? Huh? There's half psukim all the time.
What if you're making a reference to something? For example, someone goes to Shul and says...
he's giving a drashan.
You could say in the Korban, was that how Hashem will be, right?
Yes.
You could say just that?
No. Because that's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk. Atah Hashem Elokeinu sheyiktiru lefanecha. It's not a pasuk. It's a tefillah.
Okay.
If you're referencing a pasuk, same thing. You're giving a drasha. You're giving a dvar Torah. Whether you're saying a whole pasuk, half pasuk, according to these poskim, according to Maran Tukul Mecha, in Yichavedat Chelek Gimal Siman Gimal, say Shem Hashem. That is Kavod Hashem. That's Kavod Hashem. To say the Shem Hashem. Now, what about a very other? This becomes another machloket. The Gemara doesn't only incorporate pasukim. The Gemara also incorporates brachot. What happened, especially Masechet brachot? Huh? Yeah. So what happens when you're learning Masechet brachot and you encounter the text of bracha? Do you say Shem Hashem over there?
Yes.
Well, the answer to any question I ever ask kimat is machluk. Yeah. So, welcome to Judaism. Ledaat Rabbi Poskim, the Yabitz that we brought down before, and the very interesting, the Chabes Das, Hagaon Milisa, the Nesivis, Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Leuberbaum. His name was Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yaakov. Yeah, probably. Whenever you see a name like that, in general, what's the story? Usually, Mistama. I didn't see over here. But usually, when you see that, in general, the father passed away when the mother was pregnant, and they named the child after the father. Yes. Rav Maisha does talk about people. He has a tshuva about names in Igrot Moshe. He talks about not naming after somebody who died very young, or somebody who died mitam mishuna, somebody who died a strange death. But then he talks about, what about Yeshaya? The Gemara says that Yeshaya, how did Yeshaya die? Yeshaya was being chased by his grandson. Who was his grandson?
Oh,
Menashe Melech Yehuda. Because Yeshaya, everybody knows the famous Gemara in Brachot Dafyud. The Gemara says that Yeshaya came to visit Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Tzadik Yisod Olam. So he's supposed to be the Mashiach. Supposed to be. However, in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Gemara says, בדקו מידן ואת באר שבע ולא מצאו תינוק ותינוקת שלא היו בקיאים בנגעים ואהונות. The concept of Am Haaretz did not exist in Am Yisrael. Everybody, every single, from children to old men and women were baki bashas. Everybody. Am Haaretz didn't exist. Forget about Chilul Shabbat, whatever. Am Haaretz didn't exist. Can you imagine? That's Tzadik Yisod Olam, Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yishaya Navi, told him, Himet ata velo techiye. You're going to die. Why? Because he didn't get married. He saw his Kehel Melech. No, he didn't get married. Why? He saw Beruach HaKodesh that he would have children who were Rishaim. Therefore, he said, I'm not going to get married. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yishaya Navi to give Musa. He says, you're going to die. He got sick. His Kehel Navi was very sick. He's about to die. He says, know that you're going to die. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech told Yishaya and Navi, said, why should I die? I saw this Beruach HaKodesh. And he told him the famous line, "Behadei kavshid rachamana lamanach." What are you getting into Hashem's secret? Which means what? Basically, in other words, don't worry about Hashem. Hashem has his own plans. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah. Periyavirga. Do your mitzvah. Don't worry about what happens later. He says, okay, who's going to marry me? Yishaya and Navi says, I have a daughter. Yeah, what was her name? Doesn't say anything, but it says in the pasuk. Yishaya Navi had one daughter. Her name was Chefziba. You ever heard that name? The Sephardim. Moroccans have it a lot. Chefziba. You heard that name? Chefziba. And of his daughter? Well, there's a makaf between them. Chefziba. Yeah? So he married her, Chizkiyahu Navi. Chizkiyahu HaMelech married Chefziba, Yishaya Navi's daughter. That was a quick shidduch. And they had Menashe Melech Yehuda. Everybody knows Menashe, yeah? Hashem Menashe. Caused Am Yisrael. Chata v'chti
to Yisrael. Menashe was his son, or he had someone?
No, Menashe was his son.
And
he chased his grandfather to kill him. Yishaya, from his mother's side. Yeah, Yishaya Navi. And his soldiers were chasing Yishaya, and the Gemara says that he came to a tree. He was running in the forest, and he came to a tree. He said Hashem Kadosh, and he went into the tree. He was absorbed by the tree, and he was hiding inside. They knew him. They watched him do this, and they started cutting the tree to kill him. They started sawing down the tree, and the Gemara says that when the saw reached his lips, he died. Why? The Gemara says it was midah keneged midah, because Yishaya Navi said words. He said, he says, I am dwelling among a nation who is impure of lips. Hashem said he spoke Lashon Hara about Am Yisrael, midah keneged midah, yatzah nishmato, when it got to his lips. Anyway, you see how medakdek HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the tzaddikim? Anyway, so what do you see? How do we get into Chizkiyahu? I don't remember.
Names.
Huh? Oh, names, Yishaya. So the Gemara says, so Yishaya also died a mitah meshuna, right? According to Chazal. So is it okay to give the name Yishaya? Rav Moshe talks about it. He gives a chinuk between that and other, whatever. He says it depends. Yishaya was a Navi and he was a tzaddik. He happened to have died mitah meshuna versus other people who just died young or died mitah meshuna and they didn't have tremendous chuyot. So there's a very interesting thing. Anyway, Bekitzur, so that was the netivot. As I told you, the netivot, the Chavez Das, Agon Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yaakov. Anyway, Kitzer, so guess what? Rabbi Yaakov Avinu also had a tough life. People tell me this all the time. People say, B'Shem Kam, I don't know who they say, B'Shem, Rachel is a bad name. Why? Because we don't name that. Huh? Aval, Maran Zichrono Livracha, and I've seen, he doesn't have a tshuva on that. It's quoted B'Shem Yim, and I see it quoted the other way also. Because you know what? If we're going to start looking at the people in Tanakh or whatever, or anybody that we name after who had a hard life, so guess what? Rachel had a hard life. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David, Moshe. Do you know anybody who ever lived that didn't have a hard life? Everybody had a hard life. Everybody had nisyonot. Everybody had, you know, ups and downs. So Don't worry about Rachel. Maran Zichrono Livracha said that Rabbi Yaakov Himin has a sefer about the Agon Ben Tzion Musafi. He writes also that Rachel is even. They say according to Kabbalah, it's not a good name. Ze shtuyot b'mitzvah agvaniyot. Ze lo nachon. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzur. Yeah. Everybody, give me one name in Am Yisrael of a person who didn't have a hard life. Doesn't exist. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzur. So the why do I get into this? The Yabits and the Metivot, they hold, they extend this Heter, or this Chiyuv, according to them, of saying the Shem Hashem in Psukim, as you're learning in the Gemara, they say you should say it by Brachot as well.
Wow.
which means that when you're reading the text of the Gemara, text of Bracha in the Gemara, they say Shem Hashem as well. Nevertheless, there are tshuvot from the Geonim, Rav Nachshon Gaon, Tashbitz, Rav Shimon Bar Tzema from the Rishonim, and many others that say that only by Pesukim do we say this, but not by Berachot. And therefore, we don't even rely on this. There's a machloket. Some say there's a machloket when the end time for Birkat HaLevana is. 15th, 16th, some say you can say it on the 16th as well. Some poskim say that on the 16th, you can't just say the bracha, but you can read the Gemara that speaks about, it's Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, that brings down the text of Birkat HaLevana and read through the Gemara on the 16th with Shem Hashem. Maran Zichron Bracha says, don't rely on that. Because we hold la halacha that one may not be followed the Geonim who say that Dayim to say this by Psukim and not by Brachot. And therefore, Rabotai, la halacha ul ma'aseh, acharei kichlot hakol, after all the machlokot and everything, at least, it's very interesting. I don't know why the minhag ha'olam by the Ashkenazim is not that way, because we have plenty of Ashkenazi poskim. I told the gedulei olam from the Ashkenazim. Yavetz, Chaye Adam, you have Maharil Diskin, you have the Netivot HaMishpat and Chavodat, Siman Kufyu. Many poskim who say to say psukim, I should really ask. The answer is going to be, what's the answer going to be? Yeah, Minhag. Okay.
Is there a link between the person giving the drasha or on his own?
According to us, according to Maran Zichron Berachah, Kol Kedoshav Aimo, all the other poskim that we brought, doesn't matter what you're learning, doesn't matter what sefer. It's got to be at least a half a pasuk. You can't say, just stam shem hashem. At least half a pasuk. Huh?
You're giving a drasha or something?
Even if you're giving a drasha, you're giving a bat Torah, whether you're quoting a whole pasuk or a half pasuk, you're allowed to say, and you should say, shem hashem, and that is considered bringing kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maran Zichron Berachah brings it out, according to the Kabbalah. Kriyat Shema Anamita, we say Yoshev B'Seter. Do we say the entire Yoshev B'Seter? Where do we stop? Tiata Hashem Machsi. The Pasuk continues. Elyon Samta Me'onecha. Right? And then the Pira continues. We stop there. It's based on Sha'ar HaKavanot. Why do you stop there? I can say half a Pasuk. Ra'ayad, you can say half a Pasukim as well. Yeah? Where else do we say half a Pasukim? Al Ken Birach Adonai, Et Yom HaShabbat VaYekadesheu. Half Pasuk. Yeah? Many times, but that's by tefillah. That's by tefillah, kiddush, whatever, that's a different story. But even by limud, Kriyat Shema Alamita is not a tefillah. We stop a perek teilim, mid-perek, mid-pasuk. Ari HaKadosh says in Sha'ar HaKavanot, איך עושים את זה? Ra'ayat, this post. See from the Gemara, הכל בסדר. So, Rabotai will stop this. Thank you, Maki. So, this is one thing. With regards to dikduk, while a person's learning, sometimes people are makpid. And they're makpid about tefillah, which is wonderful. There's plenty of people who are not makpid about dikduk, proper grammar, pronunciation, the words, the letters. People, there's a Shulchanuch Meforash that says that a shliach tzibur, hakore le'alfin aynin, le'aynin alfin. He says a shliach tzibur that does not differentiate between aleph and ayin, chaf and chet, right? All of these letters, ma'avirin oto. Says, take them down. Now, what about if, what if everybody reads like that and he can't? Right? What are you going to do? Okay, fine. There's plenty of places like that. You don't. But if you have a person who's an ui and a person who doesn't know how to pronounce, alo tirid, right? You tell him go down. You have to be medakdek. You have to know the differentiations. Now, again, different adults, different communities among the Sfaradim pronounce things differently. You know that. They're not all the same. Among the different adults, they pronounce things differently. Some are more correct. Some are less correct. Okay, you got to know. What's the difference, between a... Well, there's Tav and Teit. Right? Teit is from the side of the tongue. It's deeper. What's the difference between a Kaf and a Kuf? Right? One is palate. One is guttural. One's from the back of the throat. There's many, and then forget about the Geshim, the Gesh Chazak, Dagush, Rafui, all sorts of the Gimal Rimal, Dalit, Dalit. Not getting into different Tav, Thaw, right? Vav, Wow. There's different יש בזה מחלוקות, יש בזה מנהגים, that's all fine, but a person has to be medagdik at least according to the minhagim of his aida. Is to find that minhagi adato, find out the minhagim of his community. You know, for instance, the differentiation between tav and thau, you'll find by Timanim, you'll find by Iraqis, you'll find by Tunisians, you won't find it by Syrians, you won't find it by Misrim, you won't find it by Lebanese. There's different minhagim lekan ulkan. Kol echad ya'aseh kiminhago. The difference between vav and waw. Okay? Many Sfaradim call it waw. Timanim, Iraqis, Tunisians, waw. Most of the other Sfaradim, vav. You find both of these things, both vav is based on Rav Saadia Gaon. You know that. Waw, I'm sorry. Waw is based on Rav Saadia Gaon. He writes, B'klalei Otiot, he says that the vav is made al yedei tnu'at kibutz ha-shfatayim. It's made by joining the lips together. What do you mean joining the lips together?
You can make arguments.
No, that's teeth. That's your bottom lip to your teeth. A vav is bottom lip to your top teeth. What's kibutz ha-shfatayim? However, there's a ran b'shem Ramban. You know, there's machloket about. I'll tell you, it's very interesting. Dikduk is my pet peeve. Happens to me. Yeah. So there's a very interesting ran that says in Masechet Ketubot, there's machloket rishonim. We know that Birkat Ha'Irusin, before a person gets married, there's a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu ala arayot. Yeah. Now at the end, what's the chatimat bracha? What's the end of the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al yedei chupa vekidushin. Now vekidushin, is it with a vet or a vav? Machloket Rishonim, the Ran brings down the machloket, and at the end he says, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, and he brings a whole whatever, because he says, the vav and the vet and the vav are really the same pronunciation. You have a Ran Meforash, B'Shem Ramban, that says, what's the pronunciation of the vav? Like a vav.
Yeah. Question.
So it's a machloket. Elu va'elu divel ofen.
Egyptians, there's no vet.
Yeah. Iraqis too, Syrians too.
I said vet.
It says Magen Abraham.
Abraham, yeah. So they don't say Abraham. That's my tradition. Only for like that. Is that Iraq?
Is the rabbi Egyptian?
He's Iraqi.
He's Moroccan?
Iraqi.
Iraqis also Buba. Okay.
So, but you said you shouldn't say it like that. Said,
the more correct is the. The more correct is that. The most correct, okay, is that a vav is a wa, and a vet is a va, and a bet is a ba.
Well, for us, it's a bet. It's just a dagesh and mat.
Like well, I mean, Shabbat has a dagesh.
Right, I'm saying
that. Shabbat vayinafash. They say Shabbat vayinafash. There are.
No,
that's
well, the actual bet.
Yeah.
And the bet.
Nahon.
It's like a mem and a mem.
They make a dagesh chazak right. And a dagesh kaz. Right. It's a legitimate minhag of plenty of edot in Am Yisrael. But if the Rava Makom is telling you don't do it. So, yeah. Rava Makom, you have to listen to him. Yeah. Aval, zaymet. You know, I went back, I spoke to old Moroccans sometimes, the new ones are a little bit different. But old Moroccans, many times you'll hear them saying what?
Wow.
You know them? I've listened to them. Yeah, you know, they have like a lot of like stuff, but if you listen to them, they have it too. So these things, all these things, he said that I'm better to Kudush, but a person has to be makpid ledakdik, chayav. How? Not only by tefillah, but limud Torah as well. To read the words of the Torah, whatever you're learning. Whether it's Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim, by Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim, I'll tell you, I have this thing. I don't know. It makes, for me, since Dikduk is a pet peeve, many times you have a person who gets up to give a drasha, or Torah, whatever, and many times they quote psukim. I have a phobia that when a person gets up and quotes psukim wrong, I get nervous and turned off and I can't listen anymore. It's a thing. It's probably wrong, but that's my thing. And I've heard my fair share of people get up. You don't know how much people grossly misquote psukim, nekudot, vizeh, makes me nuts. Again, that's part of my avodat amidot is to work on that. But anyway, bekitzur. Yeah, I said, hevel avanim akol haven. It's shtuyot, it's not true. Havel havanim amakulelet. Havel havanim akol haven. We'll say all sorts of different nekudot, and psukim, and zeh, lo yodei. So, person has to be medakdik. Read the pasuk correctly. Yeah? Read the, when you're saying a drasha, when you're reading the Gemara, when you're reading the Midrash, Zohar, Lom Shani, read the Pesukim and read them correctly. Why is that? The Agon Kaf HaChaim quotes, in Siman, Nunhe, Saif Katan, no, Saif, Siman Samach Aleph, Saif Katan, Nun Vav. Oh, you checked it on me. Yeah. Anyways, he says, Samach Aleph, Nun Vav, famous one. Yes, he says, this is one of my favorites. So he writes, "Ve'al ken tzarich ha'adam." Over here, he's talking about Hilchot Kriyat Shema. Maran Shulchan Aruch Meforash writes, "Hakorei Kriyat Shema." Here, he writes Meforash. Tzarich. Where are we? Saif Yud Zayin. Tzarich lehatiz Zayin. There's a whole siman over here about how to read Kriyat Shema. You have to separate between like letters. Lehatiz Zayin. Right, all sorts of things. You make certain mistakes. Okay, not the end of the world. But if you make other mistakes, lima'an tiskeru, in order for you to rent, shkoyach, yeah? Hashem nishba Hashem. Mazel, huh? Ul ovdo, right? Chas v'shalom to say things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's nishba? Nishba with an ayin is swore. Nishba without an ayin, it's with a he. What's that?
Take captive.
Captured. Hashem yirachem yatsil. Hashem nishba Hashem. Shem Yirachem Yatsim. It's you can say things even without intending. You can say things that are mamash, you know, kfirah and heresy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be very careful. It's part of now. The Kaf HaChaim says, why is it so important to be medakdek? He says, or medakdek. Yes, he says why. He says what? No, be'emet. Chof. What's the difference between kaf? Chof comes from the back of the throat. Yeah, ayin. Those are gutturals. Ayin, chet, these are all from the back of the throat. It's called gutturals. Yeah? Yeah, but besides, he was Iraqi. You know, when they speak Lashon HaKodesh. Or even in, well, that's because Sfaradim, most Sfaradim speak Semitic languages.
Arabic.
Or all, well, yeah, that's basically Arabic and Hebrew are Semitic languages. So Arabic and Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, they share klalim. They have to do, you know, you understand? Now he says like this. At what age? Because when he got old, no. When a person gets old, you know, when he was young, his pitch, his speed, everything, you know, Maran Tchonot Racha, besides for being Geona Geonim, he was an unbelievable, his Chazan Nafli, you know, all the Makamat, he knew all the songs, he knew everything. He had a sweet voice. His pitch, also, when a person gets older, your voice changes. Just like when you're young and then you reach adulthood, your pitch changes, right? Same thing when a person gets older, the pitch changes, you speak a little slower. That's part of getting old. I mean, it's that. And plus, also, he had a very deep Iraqi accent because he was Iraqi. So it's that, all that together. He understood Arabic well. He didn't speak it so well. I mean, it may be like basic things, but he didn't. His first language, I don't think, was Arabic. So anyway, Bekitsur, huh? He made fun of it a lot. In Shuri, he used to say, like, I love it. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. No, because he wants to speak the Mashiach. Anyway, anyway, Rabotai used to say, Rabotai, Maran Zichron Bracha used to say, the Mashiach is going to be Syrian. Maran Zichron Bracha was married to Fatal, to Rabbanit Margalit. Her last name was Fatal, she's Syrian, from Halab. She used to say, Mashiach ye Halabi. He used to say, Mashiach is going to be Syrian. Why? He says, Halabim ochlim mechshi. You know what mechshi is? He says, mechshi is otiot Mashiach. As he used to say. Anyway, he loved one time, Maran Zichron Bracha used to, Every time he used to come to America, his favorite place to go, and Chaim Yitzchak also, where does he love to go? Brooklyn. He used to, Brooklyn and Deal. He used to love to go to the Syrians. Huh? Huh? And what? Yeah, that's different. Bekitzur. Anyway, Bekitzur. So, Maran Zuchomer used to love to go. They used to love to go to Shaar Etzion and in Deal. So one time he was in Deal Shul for Shabbat, and the rabbi over there is Rabbi Yitzchak Dweck. He's the rabbi of Deal Shul. So they had a kiddush after davening, and he was there. They told Maran Zuchomer Bracha, make kiddush. So he made kiddush and he drank. And after he drank the wine, Maran Zuchomer Bracha started laughing, like to himself, like he started chuckling to himself, like and nothing funny, just laughing. So afterwards, so Rabbi Dweck like took Maran Zuchomer Bracha to the side and said, "Lama kibodot tzochek? What? Ma kara?" He's like, "No, I'm saying it." He said, "No, tell me." He's like, "Niskati the pasuk." He says, "As I was making kiddush, I remembered a pasuk." He says, "Which one?" He says, "Shatiti yenim chalabi." There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Shatiti yenim chalavi." So he says, "I just drank wine with a chalabi." That's such chamubadi humor. What I'm saying is, one time he was in the car. My friend was in the car with him. One time he was in the car. This was big chidush. He was driving in Israel, and they stopped, I guess, by a red light. You know, in the back of the car, he had like a Aron Sfarim. They made him they built into the BMW 745 series. I don't know if it's the series of 745. No, X is the series. The car, remember, was 745. I don't know if that's good, bad, mediocre. In Israel, it's Anyway, Mekitzer, it was a white Beamer right in front of the house. Huh? Someone donated it. Legend has it, I'm not sure if it's true, that BMW donated that car. No, they say that BMW donated that car to something, but I'm not sure. But anyway, whatever it was, they made him a personal library in the back for his phone. So because he was driven around a lot, went here, went there, whatever. So it's funny in the back. So one time, I guess they were stopped in a, you know, by a red light, and he looked in front of him for a second, and he saw that the car in front of him. So he started like chuckling to himself again. He said, "Huh." He tells like the person sitting next to him, one of my friends. He said, "Huh. Nissan Iyar Sivan." It was a Nissan. So he was like laughing. That's his humor. Anyway, I will tell you. Yeah, that was the chidush. If he cracked that joke, what does that mean? Yeah. Anyway, that was very, very big chidush. Anyway. So, huh?
What's the chidush? I didn't hear, Rabbi.
That he reads English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway. No, you didn't speak English. Didn't speak English. No. Anyway, but you didn't have to. When you go to speak to Maran Zuchomer Bracha, you learn Hebrew. Anyway, so that's with regards to that. So he says, back to the Kaf HaChaim, I have to give something on the parasha. So he says, "Ve'al kin tzarich ha'adam liten da'ato tamid, ki al yedei she'medakdek be'otiyot kriyat shema, metzananim lo gehinam." When a person's medakdek with the words of kriyat shema u'tfilah, that causes la'achar me'al yisim shana, they cool off gehinam for that person. "Kedei sho leitgaber alav achom ha'tiv'i likro me'era." Person wants to read fast, 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 and the faster you read it, the more it takes real skill. You got to be really talented to read fast and be very midakdek at the same time. Very few people can do that. So he says, "V'gam bezmirot v'tfila uvchol et shelomed yitem b'da'ato sheotiyot hayotzeit mipiv hi boka'at ha'avir va'ola lemana." When you pray, when you learn, whatever it is, you have to think, envision to yourself that every single word you utter goes up to Shamayim and makes tikkunim. Every word. Remember, Talmud Torah is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How is it gauged? Not by subject. How do you get schar for Talmud Torah?
Same.
Word. You get Talmud. You get schar per word.
Oh, per word.
Right. It's typers. Now, they get paid per letter. You know, Talmud Torah. You get schar per word, per letter of Talmud Torah. Every letter of every word goes up to Shamayim and makes tikkunim. Tikkunim, tikkunim. And he says, "V'im eno medakdek bahem leotziam ketiknam." If a person prays, learns, whatever it is, and is not medakdek with the letters that he says, "Hare elu yetzu chaserim ufgumim chas v'shalom." they will come up to Shamayim handicapped, and they will not make the proper tikkun that was intended for them. Says, so you got to always think about it. Very interesting.
This is just by Shema.
No, he says, Kachema, Tfila, and Limud. Practice. I learned, no, I taught myself to do. Hashem. Yeah, basic kalanim, you know, they teach in yeshiva, they teach you basic to do. Yeah? Aleph, comments, Aleph, Amma. Well, it's the kitzur. It doesn't bring. It's only a kitzur. There's whole sfarim on the kitzur. There's many good sfarim. That's excellent. But it gives you like you know, what do you call it? Bullet, you know, bullet points. Okay, but you have to tzarich ledekdek bekol davar. Whatever you do, and precision is good not only when you read. Precision is good in everything. When you're medekdek in how you read and how you learn. It teaches you, it trains you to be medakdik, it trains you to be nice. Precise in everything that you do. Precision in this world is the name of the game. Whether in Ruchaniyut, when it comes to Torah, Birat Shamayim, and Mitzvot, and whatever, whether it comes to Miled de Alma, whether it comes to work, whether it comes, you know, everybody, when you want to hire a person, who do you hire? The Shlump, the Shlamazel, the guy who's Shalech Patlo? No, you hire the guy that comes on time, precise, Babazman, Bechule, Bechule. I'll end off with the story. I want to get to the parsha for a moment. One time, the Rosh Yeshiva Alav Shalom, the Mir Shiva Garam Shmuel Berman, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, his yard site is this coming week, Bezat Hashem. Kaf Chet V'Tevet, Koach V'Tevet. When's that? Tuesday. So Koach V'Tevet, passed away in Tavshin Samachet. So it's the, is Tavshin Samachet, it's 13th yard site. Okay, anyway, the kids are. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's his 13th year. Alav Shalom. So he was very, very makpid that when guys would come to yeshiva, zmanim, being, you know, coming on time to seder, was of paramount importance. So much so that he would stand at the door, we used to call it at the beginning of seder, he had a phrase. Second seder began at 3:45. Second seder. 3:45 to 7:30. Second seder.
Wow.
3:45 to 7:30. Huh? Starts late, yeah. Because Shir ends at Shir ended at 1:45. Shir was from 12:15 to 1:45. Wow. Long Shir. Anyway, so he says. And then Minchah was at 1:50, and they gave a break for lunch and for rest. So second seder was 3:45. He used to say that if you get to seder at 4, you're on time. If you get to seder at 4:01, you're 16 minutes late. That was his thing. Anyway, the kitzur, that was his thing. And he used to stand at the back of the Beis Medrash by the doors where people came in. Gaon Atzum, Mizikne Ador, used to stand, we used to call it giving tickets. Meaning, if you came in late, everybody knew, you get Musa. Now again, you can't not come to seder, because if you don't come to seder, it's even worse. You can't come to seder. You come, yeah? You come late, you used to give Musa. He says, Maye used to say in Yiddish, Vosvetzain mit him. What's going to be with you? He used to say, you want to be a Talmid Chacham? He used to say, Abayi v'Ravah are waiting for you. Vosvetzain mit the meeting. Bishpet v'Ravah meeting, he used to say. You're late for the meeting. So what meeting? He says, Abayi v'Ravah are waiting for you at the seat. What do you mean? What are you doing? Chamubadi was waiting to learn with you. Would you come late? Abayi v'Ravah are sitting right there. What are you doing? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, they're all sitting there waiting for you. What do you say? I'm with Bayesh. Mechozim b'tshuva. Yeah, anyway. So, one time there was a guy, I remember this, there was once a guy, he was a good guy, very, very good guy, good learner, good boy, you know, didn't do any shtuyot, very good boy. Yeah, everybody has their thing. His mishagas was, he could not come on time to say there for the life of him. This guy was like, born late. And I'm saying this guy, everything he did was late. My wife told me last week, everybody knows, there's, you know, in my shul, we have two rabbanim. One of the rabbanim likes to take his time a little bit more relaxed, whatever. The other one of the rabbanim, I call mesudar, moving, you know, keeping, and chikcha. That's the other one. Atem luma kirim. Anyway, b'kitzur, so my wife told me last week, she said, because we finished davening a little bit earlier last week. So even though my in-laws, my mother-in-law explained, says, oh, wow, you're here, you're back early. who is Chazan? So I smiled. Who is Chazan? I smiled. My wife said, no, he was born early. I was born a month early. Anyway, so I was born in my eighth month. Ben Shmona. Baruch Hashem, the teva, bizman akmana changed. Baruch Hashem, that's over. Anyway, aval mikol makom. So the Shiva one time told this guy, he saw him a bunch of times, give musar, my yeitcha, you know, it's going to be, you want to be a Tanu Chacham, is it? And the guy kept on coming late. And one time, the Shiva told him, he saw he made a face at him. The Shiva, the guy made a face. One time the guy came in late and the Shiva gave him musar and the guy made a face, like, enough. Like, he made like an annoyed face. The Shiva took him to the side, said, wait right here. He thought he was in trouble, whatever. The guy got very nervous. You don't mess with Shmuel. That's like, everybody. So he went, he took a pen and a paper, and he wrote something that he thought for, I don't know what he thought. He thought it was like Shmuel was writing him a get, I don't know. But anyway, the Kitzur, he said, he wrote something there for a few minutes. He came back, he says, listen to me. I wrote something for you. I want you to sign this paper. You sign this paper, I will never tell you anything about being on time again. Yeshiva's yours. You come when you want, leave when you want, do whatever you want, just sign this paper. Okay, good deal. He said, later. What did it say? He wrote over there, Ani, Ploni ben Ploni, he says, I, Ploni ben Ploni, do not wish to ever become a Talmid Chacham, not me or my children or any of my descendants, ad sof kol adorot. Okay? Ve'al zeh bati al hatum, below, and here's my... I hereby affix my signature to attest to this proclamation. X, signature. Said B'chavon. Sign. The guy never came late again. Got the point. Understand? Person has to be meduyah. Person has to be, the only way a person has to be mesudar in order to be koneh chokhmat ha-Torah, to become anything in this world, you have to be mesudar, especially kal v'chomer ben benosh al kal v'chomer for Rome to ma'asim. We're going to stop right here for a moment. And don't go anywhere. We're going to say a little Dvar Torah Mikod Hashem. Mikey? End or what do I do?